3CR Weekend Breakfast with Jess Clayman.
Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Brekkie here on 2SCR 107.3. My name is Jess Clayman. Going to be here with you until 10 a.m. this wonderful Sunday morning. Looking at the forecast today, we've got tops of 25 in the city, 29 out west. Pretty much no chance of rain. Sunny, UV index, it's going to reach 12, which is extreme. Tomorrow, 29 and windy here in the city. Let's kick the show off this morning with a track from Benny Sings. This one, it's called Not Enough. Morning.
Ideas, music, 2SCR 107.3.
Bluesfest Touring presents Ray LaMontagne at the State Theatre on Wednesday, the 24th of April. She won't let me go. Ray LaMontagne, accompanied by Wilco's John Stewart on bass, will highlight songs from all of Ray's 7 studio albums. It's a magical, intimate acoustic evening at the State Theatre, Wednesday, the 24th of April. Tickets through Ticketmaster, also appearing at Bluesfest, 2SCR sponsor.
We live our lives in two.
Everest from Red Zora. Good morning. Jess Clayman here for Weekend Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Let's take a look at those roads around Sydney. For anyone who is out and about this morning, some traffic lights out in North Mead, North Rocks Road at Church Road. Same situation in Marylands, Marylands Road and Military Road. Other than that, we have a... I don't even know what this is. It's a power failure, faulty lights. There we go. Traffic signal's not working in Padstow, Davies Road at Ryan Road. It's like, oh, goodness gracious me. Haven't seen that one before, but it's all right. They just worded it a little different. It's 8 minutes past 7 a.m. Oh, good grief. Those roads not looking too bad. Looks like that cleanup after our storm on Friday night has pretty much been taken care of. So we should be good to go today. Do take care if you're out on the roads this morning, though. Up next, we're going to take a look at what is trending in the Twitter sphere. Make sure we're nice and caught up on the goings-on around the world before we jump into our Sunday. This track for you, though, from our 2SER feature album Artist of the Week, Mercury Rev. This is off their new one, Bobby Gently's The Delta Suite Revisited. The track, it's called Big Boss Man. Now take a listen. If you like it, you can get excited because we're giving it away every day here on 2SER, on Breakfast, on Drive and on Static. I've got a copy to give away a little later on in the show. Taste for you now, though. Morning.
Big Boss Man. Can you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can you hear me when I call? Oh, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. Got me working, boss man, working round the clock. I want me a drink of water, but you won't let me stop. Big boss man, can you hear me when I cough? Oh, you ain't so big, you're just tall. Boss man, one gonna treat me right. Work him hard in the daytime, but he'll sure rest easy at night. Big boss man, can you hear me when I call? Oh, you ain't so big, you're just tall.
Ready to party? Mardi Gras Film Festival is back with another massive lineup of features, docos, shorts, and special events. With 5 world premieres and over 70 Australian premieres, see the best of LGBTIQ plus films from around the globe and embrace your story. You can catch the festival in Sydney from February 13 to 28, in Parramatta in March, or the Mountains in April. Tickets on sale now at queerscreen.org.au. 2SCR is a media partner of Mardi Gras Film Festival.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SCR 107.3.
Now, if that doesn't get you up and boogieing, on a Sunday morning. I do not know what will. The Public Opinion Afro Orchestra there, though. It is called The System. 17 minutes past 7. Morning, morning. My name's Jess. Happy Sunday. Up next on the show, we're going to be taking a little spin around the Twitter sphere. Make sure we are nice and caught up on what is going on around the world. Before we jump into our Sunday mixed bag this morning, we're going to talk about Prince Philip. We'll be talking about Eurovision and Australia's entry into the competition this year, and about Sir David Attenborough. Very Eurocentric Twitter rundown this morning. Track for you first, though, from Say Lulu. There we go. It's called Immortal. Title track off the latest album. Morning.
Lying naked in my bed, he said it quiet like it's a crime. I need your love, he said. Did you know when you sleep, you look human, you look like
vibe of that song, kind of dark, spooky. I feel like I'm going back to my angsty 15-year-old self. It's from Say Lulu. It's called Immortal. Good morning. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie. Time to take a look at what is trending in the Twitter sphere. Make sure we are nice and caught up on the goings-on around the world. First Twitter tidbit this morning, trending over in the UK. Prince Philip. He has apparently voluntarily surrendered his license following a highly publicized vehicle crash last month. People have had a lot to say about this. An account called Mooley88 has said, "Voluntary, my ass, I doubt Prince Philip had the mental capacity to make decisions. Someone in the palace has finally realized he is a danger to the public and himself." Worldly Traveller has said, "I guess he'll have to use Uber from now on." And Susanna Moschallo Narod has said, "Surely he can afford a good chauffeur." Now, last night, Australia voted on who we wanted to send to the Eurovision Song Contest later this year. There were some really fantastic candidates, but Kate Miller-Heike was decided the winner, coming out on top of 10 of the country's best homegrown acts, including Courtney Act, including Shepherd, including a bunch of really incredible artists. Mr. Eurovision has tweeted... I should say it's Mr. Eurovision Oz has tweeted, "Australia made a great choice. Kate is the only one with the song and the scope to produce a memorable Eurovision performance. Even though she didn't quite nail the finale, the rest were fairly lackluster in comparison." Chloe Ann has said, "Courtney Act was by far the most standout as a Eurovision stage song. The song has a catchy melody, upbeat tempo, and the stage show was attention-grabbing, while Courtney brings some diversity to the Australian representation. Shepherd had the most commercial track." And Riley has tweeted, "Such a disappointing result. Fell in love with Electric Fields the minute I heard their music and the amount of soul that they exude. Kate Miller-Heike was bound to win with a bigger budget, later performance, and already bigger fan base." I've got to say, Electric Fields did have an amazing song. I thought it was very, very Eurovision worthy. I thought Courtney Act would win, to be honest. I really thought Courtney Act was in with a really good chance. But Kate is going to do us proud. She's going to represent the country well. Now, our last Twitter tidbit this morning is an odd one. People are really worried that legendary naturalist Sir David Attenborough is going to leave the BBC. Now, this comes after... two series were commissioned, so Frozen Planet 2 and Planet Earth 3. Both of them have been announced. However, Sir David Attenborough's name hasn't been mentioned as the narrator, even though he is kind of iconically a BBC nature documentary narrator. This also comes, very interestingly, as the person who... kind of made Blue Planet 2. His name's James Honeyburn, has left the BBC to launch his own production company called Freeborn. So a lot of people are thinking that David Attenborough is going to move with this new company over towards Netflix, because Netflix has a bit of a bigger reach, a bit more of an immediate reach as well. A lot of people very sad at the prospect of David Attenborough leaving the BBC. This is a lot of speculation, by the way. This is a lot of drawing very long bows, in my opinion. Peter Lockhart has said, quite simply, "Cannot afford to lose this man." Hazy has tweeted, "David Attenborough is the BBC. If you can't hang on to this legend, you're done, BBC's. In my eyes, at least." Mike Johnson tweeted, "If he can produce a decent documentary, I don't care what platform it's on." And Sir Turning Point Channelington has said, "My controversial opinion is let him go or even fire him. Too many older broadcasters take up huge resources and stifle innovation. The BBC needs to be finding the next five DAs, not wasting hundreds of grand on the old one." Controversial. Keep in mind, David Attenborough is 92, so he is an institution. No matter where he is, the people will follow, the audiences will follow, and for good reason. He makes incredible programming, and he's very passionate about what he does. If you've got anything to say on any of those Twitter tidbits, we'd love to hear from you. We're at 2SER on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. We've got Sir David Attenborough speculated to be leaving the BBC. Speculated. Long bows being drawn there. We've got Kate Miller-Heike officially representing Australia at Eurovision. I'm still confused as to why Australia is represented in Eurovision, but I'm excited nevertheless. It's a fun competition. And Prince Philip having his license voluntarily handed over. Track for you from Mandolin Orange. This one, it's called The Wolves. It's off the album Tides of a Teardrop. Beautiful album title, in my opinion. Morning.
gate I'll always greet you. At my door you're welcome in. There can be no transgression as a means to an end. On the wind the wolves are howling, open arms are closed in fear. Helping hands are clenched in anger, broken hearts beyond repair. Everything's so great, can't get better, makes me wanna cry. But I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. There she stands, so tall and mighty, with her keen and watchful eye. In the heart of a mother, holding out her guiding light. Well, it's a hard road to travel, this old rock from end to end. The sun, it rises on her brow and sets upon the great expanse. Everything's so great, can't get better, makes me wanna cry. But I'll go out how. She stands tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east. And at her back our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind the wolves are howling, she cries, they're drawing near. Well, turn around, my darling, know the wolves are here. Everything's so great, can't get better, makes me wanna cry. But I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Yeah, I'll go out howling at the moon tonight.
Celebrate the Year of the Pig at Lunar New Year in Parramatta. Sample tasty food from across Asia. Get up close with a real-life pig at the pop-up farm. Learn martial arts, K-pop moves, fruit carving and traditional knot tying, and enjoy a fireworks finale. Friday, February 15th, 5pm to 9:30pm, Centenary Square, Parramatta. Head to discoverparramatta.com for more. City of Parramatta sponsors 2SER 107.3. Would a grant help you to get your local project up and running? The City of Sydney's Community, Environmental, Cultural and Business Grants are open now. Grants support projects that involve genuine community participation and help residents, workers and visitors in the City of Sydney area. Grants close 5pm Monday, March 11. Visit cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au/grants. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Nothing in it. heart that's lazy, running for my own life now. I'm really turning some time, looking up to the sky for something I may never find. Stop calling, it's time to let me be. If you think you can say
from Wee's Blood. Let's go to Andrew Meter. Good morning. 25 minutes to 8. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SCR 107.3. My name is Jess Clayman. Hope you're having a great Sunday so far. I cannot believe it is the 10th of February. We are nearly halfway through the second month of the year, and I swear to God, it was Christmas yesterday. I'm not okay with how fast this year is moving. I'm also not okay with it because the beginning of the year, the first 2 months of the year, are really crazy in my household. We've got Christmas, which is kind of very, very quickly after my aunt's birthday. So my aunt's birthday, Christmas, New Year's, 2 weeks later, it's my partner's birthday. A week later, it's my birthday. It's my sister's birthday in 4 days and my mum's birthday in 5 days. I can't keep up anymore. It's really ridiculous. I know everyone is super, super busy around this time of year, but I just feel like I can't cope with how busy it is. I need to get all these birthday presents. I feel like I just finished buying Christmas presents. It is just insane. I think we all need maybe today to take a big breath, relax, get a cup of tea. Wouldn't that be nice? Sit down with a cup of tea and a book for an hour. I can't guarantee I'd make it more than 2 pages before falling asleep, but gosh, one can dream, can't they? I'm going to jump back into some music for you now. In the meantime, I'd love to hear how you are dealing with the beginning of the year and all the craziness that comes with us. Hit us up with your best tips at 2SER, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Track for you from Sam the Great. This one, it is called Energy, something we all need a little bit extra of at this time of year. Morning.
Thank you. examination. You realize all the time we wasting. You realize all the pain we facing. Peace pour a cup, feminine libation. My gosh, we raising. Please sympathize all the lies we raising. Please realize all the time. Family energy, drank a cup of quarters on my chorus, then I code up. Hey. If I rule the world, money stacks for all my daughters. Hey. Never ask for payment in the womb, times nine. Now we see the blood on the street, times try. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal. Heaven in thine, heaven is mine. Spiritual, lyrical, mother sang, sweetest taboo, rico kind. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, energy rain. Intuition and ambition, intuition strain. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees.
I beg you, listen me. I beg you, open your ears for any waiting that they say. Waiting that they talk. A serious talk that they talk. Go. No beating anger here speaking. Listen. In this world we deal, members say, yeah, one day go come when we all go go. Before long, we go meet Mama Godo. When we dey meet Mama Godo, tell me, waiting, you go see.
With all my life germination, you realize all the time we wasting. You realize all the pain we facing. Please pour a cup, feminine libation. My gosh, we raising. Please sympathize all the lies we raising. Please realize all the time. Female energy, one shot, two shot, three times sorrows. Carry all the weight of the world on your shoulders. Give a couple crowns to the woman who had bore us, taught us, focus, love and support us. Magical, umbilical, my universe is radical. Introduce the nation to embracing what is factual. Feminine energy, almost mathematical. You can't really sum up what is infinite and valuable. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal heaven in thine. She sing a melody to pass the time. Give us her energy so she feel mine. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, never shame again. Rain, tamed, brain, praying. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees.
From Sanford the Great. It's called Energy. Featuring Nadeem Dingasabi. Good morning. This is Weekend Brekkie on 2SCR 107.3. Let's take a look at those roads around Sydney for anyone who is out and about. We got some traffic lights flashing yellow in Blexley Forest Road at Wilson Road. A power outage in Northmead has taken out some traffic lights in Northrox Road at Church Street. Same situation in Merrylands Road. At Military Road, other than that, we are looking okay. Tops of 25 in the city today, 29 out west. Sunny, some light winds. Otherwise, a beautiful, beautiful day. 29 the top and windy tomorrow. Track for you from Party Time now. This one, it's called Jean's Ballad. Morning.